Praise the Lord. Message number 230. The title of the message, Watchman, Part 43. The Watchman is the eyewitness of the things that he saw or discovered and handed them over to others through writing. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your word that you always send to us to enlighten our mind and our thoughts, to direct us into the holy truth. And thank you for the Holy Spirit that open our eyes to see truth and facts, to apply them in our lives in the name of Jesus. I do pray, Lord, that the purpose of sending this message to your church and to your people shall be accomplished, and you will receive the fruit that you desire, Lord, to see. I pray that this message will encourage your church and direct us specifically to the things that we need to do and at the right time. I pray your word will bring healing, help, assurance, wholeness, satisfaction, and peace in mind and thought. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. As we read in the Bible, there are examples of people who had been received vision and revelation from the Lord, and they were carried by the Holy Spirit to write down what the Lord had showed them. And one of the things that the watchman should do, as he's an eyewitness of the thing that he saw or the thing that he discovered, he should be faithful to hand them over to others. And one of the things that the Holy Spirit led us to use is through writing. Many of the books of the Bible had been written through people who were faithful to God and faithful to the vision that they received from Him, and they put what they received from the Lord on writings. We will read some of these scriptures. Let's read, open our Bible to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 1 and verse 1 and 2. Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the first were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. Here, Luke, although he was not the eyewitness of the things that had undertaken, but he mentioned here that he received these things from eyewitnesses, those who witnessed the things that Jesus did while he was on earth, and they were handed over to Luke. What Luke mentioned, from the first were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. As they handed over faithfully these things, They were the servant of the word of God. Luke, although he was not the eyewitness himself, but as he received the word of God from them and believed, he acted as an eyewitness and as a watchman who was careful to let all this information that had been handed over to him to reach others. And one of the fruit of his faithfulness is the Gospel of Luke and the book of Acts. Luke, he wrote these two books. He received all what he had been handed over to him, and he himself investigated everything and went forward and wrote them, as he stated himself in Luke chapter 1, verse 3 and verse 4. Therefore, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, it seemed good also to me to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught. Here, Luke, he took the responsibility. He says, I have received these things that had been handed over to me, and I had investigated everything myself. Then I don't need to throw it unto others, but I need myself to take the responsibility and be faithful to the Lord and write an account so that others who would hear what had happened with my account that I wrote, they will be certain of the things that had happened and the things that had been handed over to them and the things they had been taught. The same way, when the Lord, through His Word and the Holy Spirit, revealed to you certain things and lead you to investigate the Scriptures and find Scriptures and study the Scriptures and the Word of God in details in Hebrew or in Greek language to dig for the meaning and the application, and lead you to write certain things that are so beneficial in the life of the church and the life of disciples. That is the watchman. He received revelation from the Lord, revelation he received. He investigated them, we investigated them with the Word of God that the Lord had given into our hand. That is in the Bible, the 66 books in the Bible, and write down these details so that others will be enlightened and will be directed to the things that the Lord specifically had been revealed them to us and give them to others to apply in their life. That is the story of Luke. And also we can tackle also as a watchman, we have the Apostle John. Apostle John as a watchman, to what he saw and witnessed, he wrote all what he had experienced in an epistles. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 to 4, himself, he wrote the following. He said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched. This we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it. We testify to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. So here, the Apostle John here, the thing that he eyewitness, the thing that he touch, the thing that he have heard or he had look, and what his hand had touched, the Lord was with them, and he was among the apostles who were with the Lord. And he witnessed also the resurrection of Christ when Christ appeared to them. He said all these things. Direct us to proclaim to you the word of life. And he proclaimed it to us, not only by his preaching, but he put it down in writing. You see, that we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. To have fellowship with us and with the Lord. So, as he wrote, that we who are today reading the Bible, as if we were with them, witnessing what they also heard, looked, seen, and touched. John wrote also and documented everything he saw when he was in the island of Patmos. And as a watchman, he was faithful to what God had called him to do. And the fruit of his faithfulness, we have the book of Revelation in our hands today. Let's open the book of Revelation. And let's read chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. John wrote to us, Apostle John, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servant. So the Lord showed his servant John, to show his servants what must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testifies to everything he saw. That is the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near. So here, the Lord wants to show us what will be happening in the future, his second coming, the events of the second appearing and the second coming of Christ. How he shows us in this way. He shows first to John. And John testify everything he saw through writing. He wrote down everything, and as he wrote it down, The Lord say, blessed are those who read the book of this prophecy, the word of this prophecy. So as we read, as if we were with John, the Apostle John, eyewitnessing what the Lord had shown to John. So here, as John was a faithful watchman and put down in writing, we who are reading today the book of Revelation, as if we were eyewitness of the exact things that the Lord showed to John. John faithfully and diligently wrote what he saw and heard. And we can read further verses from the book of Revelation chapter 1 and other chapters that we can see that Apostle John was attentive with all his senses, not only his eyes, but his mind and thoughts and hearing and seeing was fully in the Lord. In Revelation chapter 1 verse 12, he said, I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me, and when I turned, I saw seven golden lamp stands. So here, the watchman has eyes who see the things of God and write them carefully. So the others who are not able to see, who were not there when God revealed it, as they will read it, they will receive the same revelation of the Lord to them, to his church. In verse 17, John said, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. Hallelujah. John saw the Lord in vision, face to face, and the Lord showed him the things that's going to happen. In verse 20 from chapter 1, Revelation chapter 1, verse 20, the mystery of the seven stars that you saw, God, the Lord here explaining to him, that the thing that he said, that you saw in my right hand, and of the seven golden stand, is this. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. And further in the book of Revelation, the Lord used the eyes of Apostle John, who was faithful to what he saw and wrote everything to us. In book of Revelation chapter 4 verse 1, after this I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven, and the voice I heard first, he is speaking to me like a trumpet, said, come up here and I'll show you what must take place after this. So here the Lord was using the eyes of Apostle John as eyewitness. Be careful of whatever vision and revelation the Lord revealing to you. Put it down in writing. Chapter 5 verse 1, then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals. And verse 2, chapter 5 verse 2, Revelation chapter 5 verse 2, Apostle John said, and I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll? And in verse 6 he said, then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures
and the elders. He has seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And as you go on in the book of Revelation, chapter 6 and chapter 7 and chapter 8 and further to chapter 22, you will notice that John was faithful. He was a faithful eyewitness to what he had received from the Lord. That's why we have today the book of Revelation. All those who wrote the Bible, Moses, Daniel, also Apostle Paul, they were eyewitness of the things of God. The Holy Spirit showed them things, and they were carried with the Holy Spirit to write down everything, and that's why we have the Bible. I encourage you to write down what the Lord revealing to you, documented with the Word of God, so that as you are led with the Holy Spirit and you are instructed with the Word of God, you can help others to see the things that they are not able to see. With what you write, you help them to see. With what the writers of the Bibles receive from God, and with what He showed them, and they wrote it down, today we are able to see as the things that they were able to see. As if we were with them at the time that the Lord revealed it to them. Let's pray. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this wonderful time you give us. Thank you for your word that make things clear to us. Thank you for the revelation, O God, that we receive from you. O God, anoint this message, O God, and use it mightily in the name of Jesus. O God, I pray, O Lord, that you take this message and make it reach to those who are in need to hear your word and to apply them in their life. I pray the message will encourage others to apply what they receive from instruction, from your word, to go forward, to encourage others to follow you. Lord, whatever your heart desire of sending this message, I pray, shall be accomplished in the name of Jesus, because that is your word. It will not come back to you void, but will accomplish your heart desire and the purpose of sending it to us. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Christ's name. Amen and amen.